You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say? You turn us on and you'll hear it. For want of a better expression. Lovely to be with you this morning. It is Thursday. It is the 2nd of June. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're just a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here trying to entertain you as we go through till 10 o'clock this morning. Starting off with just a few things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment history. Let's go back to the year 1835, shall we? P.T. Barnum and his circus start their first tour of the United States. In 1857, over there in the UK, English composer Sir Edward Elgar is born. Among his best-known compositions are the Enigma Variations and the Pomp and Circumstance Marches. He was appointed Master of the King's Music in 1924. Lastly for now, 1883, the first baseball game under electric lights was played in Fort Wayne in Indiana. Which apparently was all very illuminating.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I'm
Show with Jerry D.
Started off this morning with Cyndi Lauper and Joe's The Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And that's a jump from Van Halen. And that was released, that was December of 1983 when that was released. It was a lead single from their 1984 album. It's Van Halen's most successful single, by the way. Reached number one on the US Billboard Hot 100. And, yes, it did quite nicely for them, didn't it? The song differs from earlier Van Halen songs in that it's driven by a keyboard line, although the song does contain a guitar solo as well. And that came off of, well, that came off of the album 1984. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the OJs. For Love of Money. Money, 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 money That's the OJs for the love of money. The OJs, they came out of a place called Canton in Ohio, formed back in 1958. They made their first chart appearance with the minor hit Lonely Drifter. That was in 1963. But did reach their greatest level of success once Gamble and Huff, they were a team of producers and songwriters, signed them to their Philadelphia International label. That was in 1972. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're exactly 15 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. It is Thursday. We've got a little bit of tech for you a little bit later on today as well. So anyway, in the shower for you this morning, what have we got to entertain you? We've got this one. It comes from the Crown Heights Affair.
Came
That's it, the Crown Heights Affair, and they came out of Brooklyn in New York, formed back in 1967. And what was that called? That was called You Gave Me Love, here on this morning's breakfast show. We're 19 minutes right now after the hour of 6 o'clock. And as I said, a little bit later on, the 8 o'clock hour today, all being well, we'll have Dr. Computer with us talking tech. I think we're going to be looking at something like, data laws and how they can protect you. There's something in the news yesterday about that. So data protection laws, something we'll try and touch on. If anyone's talking about it, I'm sure Alex will. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Usual bits and pieces. We'll look at the local news headlines in around about 10 minutes' time. 7 o'clock, some of the international news. International business news, 7:30 in between the two. The weather, what I can tell you, looking out the window this morning, it's another stormy-looking morning. And a lot of cloud out there today. So, say we'll take a look at that a little bit later on. Try and keep you entertained for a second right through till 10. Do stick around. Don't like being lonely. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and breezy this morning. Two in a row, starting off with this one from Madonna, causing a commotion.
Attract you see. And
over on those. Give me plenty of time. Have a cup of coffee. Take a walk around the block. Started off with Madonna and causing a commotion, following on their Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam and Lost in Emotion. Time on The Breakfast Show is 29 minutes, boys and girls, after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Kool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quiera. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Yes, we're sort of getting into the month of June. We're the 2nd of June already. And time is 29 and a half minutes exactly. That is before the hour of 7 o'clock. Now, taking a look at some of the local news headlines, we're going to be looking at this in more detail, of course, at 8, 9 o'clock this morning. The epidemiological report of Wednesday, the Ministry of Health registered 3,443 new infections of COVID-19. According to the Ministry data, 15,649 tests were applied in the last 24 hours, and those infections, well, they showed a positivity of 22%. Regarding the deaths, the health authorities confirmed one in the last 24 hours and two from previous dates were updated. Lethality rate remains at 1%. As for active cases, it is specified that there are 29,106 at the national level. Or of this amount, 28,842 are in home isolation, 264 are hospitalized. Of those that are in home isolation, we have got 28,800 actually in their residences, 42 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, regarding those hospitalized, it's detailed that they've got 231 in the wards and 33 in the intensive care units. It is highlighted, by the way, that the districts with the highest number of positive cases to date are Juan Díaz with 107, Betania 103, San Francisco and Bella Vista with 95 each, all in the District of Panama. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, has announced that the possibility of eliminating the mandatory use of masks in closed spaces could be analysed once the cases of COVID-19 start decreasing. We're going to wait for this wave to subside. We will sit down with the entire epidemiological team, the advisory council, and with the president, Florentino Cortizo, who is the one who gives the last word. And then we will see if we can eliminate the use of the mask altogether, said Sucre. The Electoral Court made official on the 1st of June the call for the general election of the 5th of May of 2024. The call is regulated through Decree 29 of the 30th of May, which was published in the Electoral Bulletin and which was read at the event which was held yesterday. With the reading of the aforementioned decree, the general elections of May the 5th, 2024 are officially called. The bags with solid and organic waste are visible in the different points of the 26 corregimientos of the District of Panama, evidencing a crisis in the management and integral management that can bring with it a risk to public health due to bad odours and the breeding grounds for rats, mosquitoes and other vermin. The situation was verified on Tuesday by the La Prensa newspaper in a tour of the districts of San Francisco, Rio Abajo, Paitia, Las Cumbres, among others, where garbage bags were stacked one on top of the other on sidewalks, even at bus stops. The president of the Urban Citizen Network of Panama, this is Joselith Troncoso, said that it's clear, it is a clear problem because it's not known how to manage it in an integral way, and there is not a concrete plan of what to do. Well, given the request made by the mayor of the District of Panama, Jose Luis Fabrega, that the commune assume the administration of the collection service, Troncoso argued that this would only be changing the problem of who manages it now and who gives it to another person to deal with. I think the thing that we need to think about with this is it's not so much the collection as well, is it? It's what are you going to do with it once you've collected it? It's becoming a bit of a problem. So Sarah Patacon is sort of coming to the end of its life. We're just going to start filling in big holes in the ground. There's one over there, isn't it? Was it the mine? We can fill that in. The Odebrecht Construction Company has not attended to 300 pending works in the new passenger terminal of the Tocumen International Airport. Last March, it was reported that the new building, which would increase the airport's capacity to 20 million annual passengers, would be 100% operational by the end of May or the beginning of June. Well, we have arrived the sixth month of the year. The airport administration does not have an exact date to enable all the areas of the terminal. In addition to the 300 corrections that have not been addressed, Tocumen has requested the Brazilian contractor to attend to 1,700 requests for guarantees. Well, there we go. So that's that. And the problem, by the way, with the construction in charge of the work, this is Odebrecht, since 2012, have not stopped. The relationship got complicated 8 months ago when Tocumen cancelled the contract under the charge of Odebrecht. And that's it. There's our look. That's some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. And didn't we do well? We just had a power cut and we kept going.
Strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you.
Just leave it stand.
There you go. That is the Prince there, and When Doves Cry. So very good morning to Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom. They're all getting ready. Send me a little video. They're all getting ready for their street party. Yes, it's Jubilee celebration time over there. So yeah, they're all out decking up the streets with bunting and Union Jacks and all that kind of thing. And in the afternoon, they all go out there into the street and sit down, and they have food and drinks and have a jolly good time as well, if it's not raining. Fingers crossed for. Oh, I'd love to be there. Looks great fun. Williams there, and let's hear it for the boy. And just looking at some of the things relevant to today, I see here it was on this day. We mentioned, didn't we, a baseball game under the electric lights that was played at Fort Wayne in Indiana on this day back in 1883. And but it was in 1935, George Herman, that's Babe Ruth, announced that he was retiring from baseball. Time on the Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on the time. We're making our way up to 15 minutes before 7. You're listening to the Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, on 89.3. Cool FM. Top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the international news for this morning. There we go, that's Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. You Too, of course, and that was released as a single off of the Batman Forever soundtrack album. And that was 5th of June, see, back in 1995. Number one single in their home country of Ireland, as well as in 7 other countries. Number two on the UK singles chart, number 16 on the US Billboard Hot 100. Now, you know how we say we like a new cover, don't we, on a good cover on this show? Well, here's one. This is Every Kind of People. And it comes from Mint Juleps. I was listening to this the other day, but that's not bad, you know. Having sort of been very keen on the original. Not bad, is it? Mintum Juleps there, spelled J-U-L-E-P-S. Let's have a look, see what else they've done. Here's a quote for the today. Was it the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial? He was awarded $15 million. She was awarded $2 million. This is rather appropriate, I guess. It's a quote from Philip Roth. It says, but that's what happens. Once the human tragedy has been completed, it gets turned over to the journalists to banalise it into entertainment. I'm not quite so sure about that, because that was entertainment, was it? The trial. There's a piece on the BBC yesterday that said the trial was getting more listener watchers, and yeah, because it's been followed every day. The court case, of course, has been done live. And there are more people watching that that are interested in anything else going on in the world, believe it or not. Anyway, back to covers. This is Lady Marmalade, but it's by the All Saints.
Yeah. gotta do it right. Snuggle up, huddle up, nice and tight. My piece of yours gotta be more. Don't really matter what you get to the door.
There we go, that is the Saints and their cover of Lady Marmalade. Don't rate it particularly much, to be quite honest, that one. No, didn't like that. Nearly, actually, at one part it nearly got the old woo, 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 woo. Yep, but I didn't. I must be feeling generous today. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're about 1.5 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. In just a minute and a half or so, we'll take a look at the international news for this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431
0419 and your car will be fine with Vale Motors.
Vale Motors.
And there we go. Big thanks to our advertising sponsors on The Breakfast Show. By the way, if you want to join them, just give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news for this Thursday morning. It is the 2nd of June. Time is just coming down for half a minute after 7 o'clock. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It's always nice to have you with us. And the Biden administration plans to sell Ukraine for MQ-1C Grey Eagle drones that can be armed with Hellfire missiles for battlefield use against Russia, three people familiar with the situation have said. The sale of the General Atomics-made drones could still be blocked by Congress, the sources have said, adding that there is also a risk of a last-minute policy reversal that could scuttle the plan, which has been under review at the Pentagon for several weeks. Russian forces have tightened their grip on an industrial Ukrainian city as part of their drive to control the eastern Donbass region and targeted rail links used to ferry in weapons from Kiev's western allies as the war approaches its 100th day on Friday. Russia has accused the United States of adding fuel to the fire after President Joe Biden announced a $700 million weapons package for Kiev that will include advanced rocket systems with a range of up to 80 kilometers, which is around about 50 miles. Russia has taken control of most of Ukraine's industrial city of Severodonetsk, Britain's defense ministry said on Thursday. Britain said that Ukraine likely remained in control of the river line by crossing sites between Severodonetsk and the neighbouring town of Lysychansk and the city of Lyman. In both locations, Ukrainian forces have destroyed existing bridges, the ministry added in the intelligence update posted on Twitter. Canada's military has accused Chinese warplanes of harassing its patrol aircraft as they monitor North Korea sanctions evasions, sometimes forcing Canadian planes to divert from their flight paths. On several occasions, from the 26th of April to the 26th of May, aircraft of the People's Liberation Army Air Force approached a Royal Canadian Air Force CP-140 Aurora long-range patrol aircraft, the Canadian Armed Forces said in a statement on Wednesday. In these interactions, the PLAAF aircraft did not adhere to international air safety norms, the statement has said. These interactions are unprofessional and or put the safety of our personnel at risk. The World Health Organization has cast doubts on North Korea's claim of progress in the fight against COVID-19 outbreak, saying that it believes the situation is getting worse, not better, amid an absence of independent data. North Korean state media has said the COVID wave has abated after daily numbers of people with fever topped 390,000 about 2 weeks ago. Pyongyang has never directly confirmed how many people have tested positive for the virus, but experts suspect under-reporting in the figures released through government-controlled media, making it difficult to assess the scale of the situation. A group of dozens of countries is set to ask the International Labour Organization on Thursday to set up a mission to probe alleged labour abuses in China's Xinjiang. Three sources familiar with the matter told Reuters. A committee at the UN agency is due to discuss China's compliance with global labour practices on Thursday, after describing its practices in the western Chinese province of Xinjiang as discriminatory in February, the ILO documents have shown. While a two-month COVID-19 lockdown is largely over in Shanghai, residents' relief is quickly giving away to frustration that they now face hours waiting in line for virus tests and the negative results that they must show to be allowed to enter public spaces. China's business and commercial hub lifted lockdowns for most of its 25 million residents on Wednesday, but citizens are required to have proof that they have taken a COVID test within the last 72 hours in order to enter areas like malls and offices, or even to use subways and buses. Denmark will join the European Union's defence policy after a referendum on Wednesday. Final results have shown, signalling the latest shift among Nordic countries to deepen defence ties in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Denmark is the only EU member that is not part of the bloc's defence and security policy. The referendum marks the first time a government has succeeded in abolishing one of several exemptions secured in a 1993 referendum on the Maastricht Treaty. And tens of thousands of royal supporters lined the streets of London on Thursday to celebrate Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee and kick off 4 days of pomp, parties and parades to mark her record-breaking 70 years on the British throne. Millions of people across Britain and the world are expected to join the festivities in honour of the 96-year-old, who has reigned for longer than any other of her predecessors, the government said. Thank you to everyone who has been involved in convening communities, families, neighbourhoods and friends to mark my Platinum Jubilee in the United Kingdom and across the Commonwealth, Elizabeth said in a statement. There we go. Isn't that nice? And as I mentioned, our friend Paul over there in the UK, Paul Dixon, they're out getting ready for their street party, which they're going to be having during the day. It's all good fun, isn't it? Yeah, very nice. They're going to go dancing with the Kinks. That's what it's called, Come Dancing. Breakfast show time, 7 after 7.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing, it's only natural. Saturday, another day. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, as how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural. Come dance,
that's it. Kinks and Come Dancing. Now time on the Breakfast Show. We are 10 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Exactly. Yeah, right on the nose. I was looking, got another quote here for you. Had to have a little bit of a chuckle over this one. It comes from Harry S. Truman, of course, who was the 33rd president of the United States. If anybody knows, he should know. The quote is, "You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook." House and Don't Dream It's Over. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one short one. This one comes from Sandy Shaw. After this, we're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing. I can tell it's a little bit windy out there this morning. Cloudy, yes, a lot of cloud. We'll take a look at that in a second, though.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you.
and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you? But there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Oh, oh, oh.
This is Sandy Shaw and Always Something There to Remind Me. And that was about Backtrack and Hal Davidson, by the way. Now, let's take a look at the weather. Sorry about this. What can I say? I don't know. Weather is changing everywhere, isn't it? And it's certainly sort of changed here. Let's start off, as we do, looking at the forecast over in Costa Rica in the province of Colón. We're looking at a maximum temperature of 30 degrees Celsius for today, with 20 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, with 85% relative humidity. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight as well. Now, let's move over to this side of the isthmus. We're going to West Panama. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, 23 being the minimum. 37 degrees will be the thermal sensation, with a relative humidity of 80%. Cloudy during the course this morning. I can tell you it's cloudy here right now. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Moving to the metropolitan area, let's see what is affecting us during the course of today. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 37 degrees, the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 85%. Cloudy, which, as I said, is quite correct. In the afternoon, chance of those isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight, isolated showers. Now, let's see, moving out into the Gulf to around the Perlis Islands, let's see what's happening out there. I tell you what, looking just quickly, it's going to feel rather warm according to this. 32 degrees will be the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. However, they do say that the thermal sensation is going to be way up there at 39 degrees. Not so sure how you can get there. But they do have 90% relative humidity. A few showers during the course of this morning, those isolated rains and thunderstorms, same as everybody, and a few showers tonight. So there we go, there's your forecast. Now, moving on to maritime conditions, we're going to start with the tides for today, starting on the Pacific. We've got two up and one down today. High tide, that was at 5:44 this morning, that was a 4.39 metre tide. A low tide will be at 11:41, and that'll be 0.79 of a metre. The last high tide, 5:47 this afternoon or early evening, and that's going to be 4.48 metres. So there we are now. Let's take a look at the Caribbean, and we've only got one up and one down again. Yes, and that's high tide. Was at 2:07 this morning, 0.34 of a metre. And the low tide will be at 11:05 this morning, and that'll be minus 0.12 of a metre. And then there's nothing else. That's it. And we're taking the rest of the day off. Now, let's take a look at sea conditions starting on the Caribbean. Good conditions for this morning. Winds are at 8 to 14 kilometres an hour, coming from the south with 2-foot waves. In the afternoon, good conditions continue with 4 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southeast, so they're dropping a little bit, and the waves, they're going to be at 2 feet during the afternoon. Now, on the Pacific, we are looking this morning, good conditions, no problems there, 10 to 16 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south with 2-foot waves. I can tell you, looking out the window here, we've got quite a bit of a breeze, might be more than that, but anyway, that's what they say the conditions for this morning. In the afternoon, good conditions are prevailing, winds picking up in the afternoon to 20 to 28 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southwest. The waves, though, they're not going to change. They are going to remain at 2 feet. All right? So there you go. There's your weather for this morning. This Thursday morning, 'tis the 2nd of June. Time, we are 21 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. Favourite tracks from Don McLean, Castles in the Air. That was recorded back in 1970. It was his first American single release, by the way. That was preceding American Pie. The original version of Castles in the Air was included on the Tapestry album. And in February, by the way, 1971, it was released as the first single from the album, reached number 40 on the Billboard EC Listening and Adult Contemporary charts after the success of American Pie single Castles in the Air was included on the B-side to its follow-up, which was Vincent, and received enough radio airplay to reach the Hot 100 chart as a flip. Love it. Castles in the Air, Don McLean. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She wishes everybody good day. Beautiful cloudy day today. Yes. Enjoy. May the world have peace. She wishes the world peace today. Good luck. Asked if we could play Toby Keith, and I love this bar.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in through the front door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do.
There we go. And that was brilliant, wasn't it? I love this bar from Toby Keith. By the way, he also made a great record. He made a great album about, not a great album, a great single. It was about not letting the old man in. It was about Clint Eastwood. And he had an interview and said, please, Clint Eastwood says, you know, how do you stay so young? I just don't let the old man in. And so he made a record. But see, I've got my own crowd there. Isn't that nice? Coming up on this morning's Breakfast Show, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking tech with Dr. Computer this morning. We're going to be talking about data protection. And remember, though, when we're talking about tech and we're talking about protection, did you know that hackers can breach your security through your printer? HP Wolf Security, well, they protect you. Switch to the world's most secure computers and printers. You can visit DataServe's Instagram at DataServe Panama. This is at DataServe Panama. And get to know the HP Wolf security technology. So there we are, and in just a second, we're going to take a look, and we're going to see what is happening with the world of business.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is the time. Let's see what's happening in the world of business. World shares were largely steady on Thursday. This was after recent weakness as a drop in oil prices on bets that Saudi Arabia may boost production helped to balance concerns over surging inflation and monetary policy tightening. The MSCI's benchmark for global stocks was 0.05% lower by 8:16 GMT, helped by morning gains in Europe, which almost offset earlier weakness in Asia, where investors were put off by concerns over high inflation and the threat of recession. Derivative markets pointed to a positive start later in the United States following losses on Wednesday when economic data failed to ease angst over rate hikes to fight inflation. Crude oil fell as much as 3% ahead of an OPEC Plus producers meeting later in the day, and after the Financial Times reported the Saudis were prepared to raise production if Russia's output falls substantially because of Western sanctions. None of that will alleviate the refining bottleneck crunch that is causing petrol and diesel prices to soar globally. But it would be a rare piece of good news for the global economy and the inflation fight, said OANDA analyst Jeffrey Haley. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan fell 0.9%. Seoul's Kospi was down 1%, and in Tokyo, the Nikkei slipped 0.2%. The Pan-European Stock 600 index was 0.4% higher, although volumes were expected to be subdued as London markets were shut for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee bank holidays. In the United States, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ E-mini futures were up 0.3% and 0.5% respectively. The MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan, or we did that one, fell slightly. And also the global benchmark Brent crude oil, that declined 2.1% to $113.80 per barrel ahead of the OPEC Plus meeting, and the U.S. crude prices fell 2.5% to $112.75. The dollar index fell 0.3% to 102.24, reversing part of Wednesday's gains. That helped the euro climb 0.4% to $1.069 following 2 days of losses. Saudi Arabia and other OPEC members may boost oil output. This is what we were talking about earlier, to to offset a drop in Russian production, a move that could take some pressure off the surging global inflation and pave the way for an ice-breaking visit to Riyadh by U.S. President Joe Biden. Two OPEC Plus sources said that the group was working on making up for a drop in Russian oil output as Russia's production has fallen by about 1 million barrels per day. And this is as a result of Western sanctions on Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. Russia's failure to pay $1.9 million in accrued interest on a dollar bond will trigger payouts potentially worth billions of dollars, a panel of investors determined on Wednesday, as the country teeters on its first major external debt default in over a century. Meta Platforms Inc. Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, whose close partnership with Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg powered the growth of the world's biggest social network, is leaving the company after 14 years, she said in a Facebook post on Wednesday. The announcement initially sent the social media's firm shares down 4%, but the stock was nearly flat in after-hours trade. When I took this job in 2008, I hoped I would be in this role for about 5 years. 14 years later, it's time for me to write the next chapter of my life, she wrote. Australia is poised for a third year of near record-breaking wheat production in 2022 as good weather boosts planting across its grain belt, easing concerns over tight global inventories. World wheat supplies have tightened after Russia's invasion of Ukraine earlier this year cut off shipments from one of the top exporting regions, sending grain prices sharply higher and fueling fears of a global food crisis. And Tesla Inc. Chief Executive, we've got to get a Tesla story in, don't we? The Chief Executive, Elon Musk, has asked employees to return to the office or leave the company, according to an email sent to employees and seen by Reuters. Everyone at Tesla is required to spend a minimum of 40 hours in the office per week, Musk wrote in the email sent on Tuesday night. If you don't show up, we will assume that you have resigned. The more senior you are, the more visible you must your presence must be, Musk wrote. That is why I lived in the factory so much, so that those on the line could see me working alongside them. If I had not done that, Tesla would long ago have gone bankrupt. I have heard a rumor that he doesn't have a house or something. He goes, you know, sleeps on friends' beds and places like that. Strange, isn't it? The world's richest man. Breakfast show time. We are just making our way up to 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast on one side. But you can hear it in my accent when I talk.
You could have
Sting and Englishman in New York. And if you're wondering what that song was about, Sting wrote the song about the famous eccentric and gay icon, a guy called Quentin Crisp, who is the Englishman of the title. The song was composed not long after Crisp had actually moved from London to an apartment in the Bowery in Manhattan. As Sting had met him, and Chris remarked jokingly to the musician that he looked forward to receiving his naturalization papers so that I can commit a crime and not be deported. When Sting asked him what kind of crime, he answered, "Something glamorous, non-violent, with a dash of style." Crime is so rarely glamorous these days. Sting included this story in the liner notes of his album, Nothing Like the Sun. There we go, that's it. That's a great song. Englishman in New York from Sting. Fleetwood Mac's next on the playlist this morning with Little Lies. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 17 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news at the top of the hour. Go Fleetwood Mac and Little Lies. Let's say a very good morning to Ashby this morning, and he dropped me a nice little sort of little line of things. It's a list of all these different diseases that we can get. One of them is like bird flu, swine flu, mad cow, rabies, plague, salmonella, COVID, chicken pox, monkey pox. He says, "I don't know if I should go and see a doctor or a vet." I'd go and see a vet if I were you. So thanks for that. Ashley wishes everybody a very good morning. Yasmin, myself, and all our SSR worldwide listeners. Yeah, we do have a few. So thanks for that. You asked if we could play this one for you this morning. It comes from The Time and it's called Jungle Love. There we go. Yes, The Time and Jungle Love. And that's time-wise, that's brought us to 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And talking about our international listeners, our worldwide listeners, remember yesterday, that was Renee and Rick. They were going off to the Galapagos Islands, weren't they, celebrating Rick's birthday. So, and we got a message in just now from Renee. Good morning, says here, from beautiful Quito in Ecuador. Enjoying the chilly air here, but wow, the altitude. We can definitely feel it walking up the hillsides. Don't walk up the hillsides. What are you doing? Could you please play Aretha Franklin's Climbing Higher Mountains? Why not?
Yeah.
ago for Renee and Rick there. Just stop climbing up hillsides. You wear yourself out. Just keep on walking. That was Alan Clark. This is Redbone taking us up to the top of the hour with the Witch Queen of New Orleans.
Mari, Mari, Dabu-Dubo. She'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, Dabu-Dubo. She'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, Dabu-Dubo. She's a Witch Queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. I'm gonna tell you a story. Strange as it might seem. A zombie voodoo queen. And the Witch Queen of New Orleans. She lives in a world of magic. Possessed by the devil's cue. From a shack near the swamp I hear a macabre bring. The rich lady looks at the blue. Mari, Mari, Dabu-Dubo. She'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, Dabu-Dubo. She'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, Dabu-Dubo. She's a witch queen
of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. Now more than if anyone could buy voodoo of any kind. She had oceans and oceans and the tide of leave. Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I know you wanna leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me.
Bring us in on this part of this morning's program. Ain't Too Proud to Beg from the Temptations. We're going to take a little piece of music. We'll check in with Ingrid, and then guess what? We're going to be talking tech with Dr. Computer. We are. We're going to be talking tech today here on this morning's breakfast show. But for right now, this is David Guetta featuring Anne Marie. Don't leave me alone.
I don't want to like him, we be honest. Right now while you're sitting on my chest, I don't know what I'd do without your comfort. If you really go first, if you really left, I don't know if I would be alive today. With or without you like night and day, we didn't repeat every conversation. Being with you every day is a Saturday, but every Sunday you got me pray. Don't you ever leave me, and don't you ever go. I've seen it on TV, I know how it goes. Even when you're angry, even when I'm cold, don't you ever leave me. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone.
I don't wanna call and you not answer. Never see your face light up my phone. Never see you singing Tiny Dancer. Every time my head hurts, every time I'm low. I don't know if I would be alive today. With or without you like night and day. Everything about you uncomplicated. Here with you every day is a Saturday. But every Sunday you've got me praying.
Don't you ever leave me, don't you ever go. I've seen it on TV, I know how it goes. Even when you're angry, even when I'm cold. Don't you ever leave me, don't leave me alone. Don't leave me
Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? I'm bushwhacking through the yard to get into the backyard. The gardener hasn't been here for a week, and how quickly things have overgrown. I'm pushing back. Oh my goshness, look at all that green stuff. Pushing things out of my way in order to creep into the backyard. Ah, here I am now. In a place there was no grass, now there is lots of grass. I'm actually standing underneath the guanabana tree. There was never any grass under the guanabana tree because the sun couldn't get to it. And we trimmed her back a little bit, and now we have grass. No guanabanas. It looks like them little dangled squirrels. The squirrels are eating my seeds. I'm looking up, and I'm not seeing any guanabanas in the tree. I'm walking over to the... Oh. My beautiful avocado tree. We have two avocado trees. One is still too young to produce, but the other one, my goodness, she is just laden with huge, green, bulbous avocados just waiting to be eaten, picked and eaten. I'm waiting for them to get just right. According to my gal that cleans the house, she says you have to wait until the avocado is smooth and loses some of its shininess. Well, they still have a little bit of ridge on them, and they're still a little shiny, so they're not ready yet. But, oh my goodness, thank goodness the mangoes have stopped dropping. We've eaten more mangoes than I can tell you. And my papaya, look how big that papaya is. Oh, I hope it stays on the vine long enough and it turns color so I can cut it off and say, this is from my yard. I'm eating a papaya from my yard. Oh, goodness sake, there's a corn plant that's taller than the roof. Goodness sakes. The tumbling I heard last night, well, early in the madrugada, are about three black cats having roller coasters on the roof. And then when I open the door to come out and feed them, dig-a-dig-a-dum, 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 they all come down and it makes quite the ruckus on the corrugated roof. But as you can tell, it's a quite quiet, fresh, beautiful. Whoa, it's a Thursday, which means tomorrow is... Oh, it is indeed. Tomorrow is Freaky Friday. Fun facts. Oh, goodness sakes. There's so much that's grown in such a short amount of time. It's hard to believe. But yes, indeed. Less than a month ago, we were in dry season and everything was brown. And now it's like God has taken a paintbrush and just spray painted and painted everything a beautiful shade. Ah, I'm so pleased to be in the green. It's amazing how quickly this stuff can change. All right, tomorrow's Freaky Friday Fun Facts, and I hope to bring you something interesting to entertain you before your weekend. You guys stay safe, and back to you in the studio.
go, yes, Dolly Parton, and here you come again. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, and that is Cool FM.
DataServe presents Tech with Dr. Computer. The innovations of our technological world are here on The Breakfast Show. This tech world is also a paradise for hackers looking to steal your information. HP Wolf Security protects you. Switch to the world's most secure computers and printers. Visit DSPMA.com and get to know the HP Wolf Security technology.
And there we go. Yes, good advice there. Don't forget, they can get to you through your printer. I guess they can get through... is it right, sort of anything? And good morning to Alex, of course. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I mean, can they sort of actually? I mean, like you hear now, don't you, with the internet and everything? You know, everything is connected, like your washing machine and your refrigerator. And can they get access through all these different things?
Under certain circumstances, yes, they could. I mean, everything that can execute instructions can be used to execute instructions that might harm you in some way or provide information to somebody who's looking for it. So at least on paper, everything that can run a program is capable of being misused.
So, but how do they actually find, I mean, you know, everything, I guess, is connected, isn't it, by your router? Your router is password protected. But when even if they get in, how do they go and find your refrigerator?
Your
printer.
Yeah, one of the things that can happen is, for example, they can send you an attachment on an email, and you're reading that attachment on your fridge because your fridge has a screen or whatever, and it's built so that if opened in one of these devices, it will find a way to exploit some sort of vulnerability, something that the original programmers didn't think of, and use that to execute code without your permission. Or you could be browsing a web page, for example, mm-hmm. on your mm-hmm. fridge, maybe looking at a recipe.
Uh-huh, yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
And the web page might detect that you're looking at it from a compromised device or a compromisable device, mm-hmm. and then execute said instructions in a way that it takes over whatever it is it's doing, makes it listen for commands or call to some sort of command and control server, and then take it from there.
So it can make your milk go sour?
No, but it could, for example, maybe change the settings on the fridge so that it goes sour faster.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could talk to your washing machine and ask it, you know, how your laundry was last week or something. No, it can do a lot of damage as well, because, for example, there was a certain device manufacturer whose refrigerators were taken over in order to use them to attack third-party websites. So let's say you picked a grudge with somebody on the show and they said, I'm going to take down pbcpanama.com. And what they do is they try to get all the refrigerators in the world to try to, you know, access the PBC Panama website at one, you know, at the same time. That's called a distributed denial of service.
Yeah, so they it's like when one of the ways of stopping people accessing a site is just to overload it with information.
Exactly. Mm. Or, you know, to put it in terms of our generation, it's like, you know, when somebody on the radio says, call your local representative and tell them how you feel about such an issue or something, and then everybody in town calls at the same time and it overwhelms their switchboard. Kind of the same thing.
By the way, thank you. I like that our generation bit. In my generation, we used to have to write a letter.
A strongly worded letter.
That's right, yeah. And then you get all this hate mail back, which is the same thing.
It just took a little longer.
Now, here's another question, because this happened yesterday. My good lady's Facebook account was hacked. When I say hacked, they obviously got in and they got access to Messenger and they sent out a load of crap to everybody. How does that happen, and how do you prevent that?
Well, like any good question, the best answer is it depends. In this case in particular, a lot of the times it will come in the form of a message that people either click on or fill out or whatever, and it asks you for certain information, like your username and your password. Mm. And once somebody has that, if you don't have a multiple form of authentication, like verifying on your phone or verifying through an email message that you get, for example, the Ring doorbell system right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you want to log on and look at your doorbell, it sends you an email just to make sure that you are, in fact, you.
And funnily enough, I did exactly that yesterday with the new phone. I thought, let me put the ring on. And so signed in, and it wouldn't just let you, you signed in, it recognized your account, but then it would send you a code or a number, certain amount of numbers, to your phone, to your SMS.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to enter that in before it actually give you access, which is, and I also, if I remember rightly now, have that on my Facebook account. But now another interesting, because what we did yesterday, I checked, and Facebook, what they did, they do a scan, and they said, we don't see anything untoward. So there was nothing actually changed with regards to the password. So what we then they went in and obviously changed the password, hopefully, and then they log you out, then they bring you back in, and then you put in your new password.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that keeps anybody that was in getting access again. But what I found interesting, I said to Christine, let's just try something. Let's log you off overnight. And you go to log off, and then when you went to log in again, I was expecting you to ask for its password. It doesn't. It just takes you straight back in. So is that logging off?
Not really, because there's something called a cookie. A cookie is a piece
of... A biscuit.
Of, yes. It's a small text file that the website asks your browser for permission to store on your computer, which has all the information the website needs to recognize you. So that when you come back, it's like, oh, I know this file. And it lets it through.
But if something came from another phone or another computer, it would not...
Or even the same browser, but in incognito mode. In incognito mode, you don't look at the cookies at all. It's like, you know, you put on the trench coat and the fake sunglasses and
I normally just like that.
Now, that being said, we did mention two-factor authentication. The problem is... Sometimes people will forget how important that is. And suddenly you get an email message or something from that looks legit from Ring.com saying, we may have detected, you know, some sort of a breach in the security. Just to make sure you're you, send us that code that we just sent you.
All right.
It's actually just the attacker who got a hold of your password and preempted that message and said, we're going to send you a message to recover. Send that to us. You should not do that. You should only do it when you're requesting the information or whatever it is.
Right.
It's happening a lot with WhatsApp, and it's happening a lot with Instagram. You get a message saying, dear Instagram user, we have found that you broke our, you know, agreement, or you uploaded copyrighted material or whatever. Usually it's from a number in Turkey or some, you know, it's usually the same three or four places, and they tell you you have to go to this web address, and it asks you for your username and password, and then it says we need to verify your email, so put in your email password, and so on. And then I get calls from people saying, My account was hacked. No, you were hacked, in the sense that somebody just, you know, abused your trust and, you know, got all of the information from you. So it's usually very difficult to get your account back in those situations, because from the point of view of Instagram, nothing out of the ordinary happened. You just happened to give all of your credentials to a third party. It can be recovered, but it's usually a long and tedious process.
Because I noticed yesterday that because Christina didn't look at her WhatsApp until Facebook rather till later, and then what I noticed were all these messages that went to her contacts exactly the same time, 7:44 in the evening they went out, and then this was apparently, like you say, you open up and I think it's asking for a password and username or something. Then I guess what happens then, it does the same thing on
everybody else.
What's the end game?
To get control of all of these accounts and then go to pages that pay for likes and shares to like and share those accounts. So, for example, let's say PBC Panama or The Breakfast Show wanted to buy 10,000 likes. you just, you know, pay a few dollars to somebody in Bangladesh and all of a sudden you have all of these likes. But the problem is, A, these likes are not real. B, every time that Facebook decides, I'm going to share some of the Breakfast Show contents to some people who don't follow, who might want to follow. But if these are fake accounts, they're not going to do anything about it. So all your effort gets diluted in that regard. So it's all from these accounts that have been taken over, because it's a lot more difficult to use fake accounts. It's a lot easier just to take over other people's accounts and without them knowing, like other people's content.
So really, the there's no sort of other damage to you on your sort of computers or whatever. You can then go in and just change the password like we did, and then that kicks them out.
True, but for example, let's say you had a Facebook business account. And with that business account, you had a payment method for ads. They could buy $10,000 worth of ads for some fake page or whatever and get that page a lot of traffic out of your pocket. I've seen that happen. I know a couple of you know, advertising agencies in Panama who've given access to some of their staff, but their staff wasn't knowledgeable enough and they fell for these scams. And all of a sudden, the corporate card that is used to pay for all of these ads gets used to pay for ads for companies in other parts of the world that sell shady stuff. So, yeah, there's that possibility. Also, you can get your account taken over and then people start sending messages to your relatives and friends saying, "Hi, I'm Jerry. I'm stuck in somewhere and I need you to wire me some money." So, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get any. So, okay. We're talking with Dr. Computer Alex Newman here on The Breakfast Show. Piece of music. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Sam Funk and Some Kind of Wonderful. And that's what you're doing and listening to Some Kind of Wonderful here on The Breakfast Show with Dr. Computer Alex Newman. We're talking tech. Now, I just want to sort of touch on something because I saw it in news. I was looking back to see if I could find the article from yesterday, but I couldn't. But it was to do with the people here that that handle data protection. And they were saying that they've had so many cases of data protection claims, etc., etc. What kind of data are they talking about, and what kind of claims do people make?
Pretty much any information that can be tied to you in some way. And the agency that we're talking about is called Autoridad Nacional de Transparencia y Acceso a la Información.
That's what I thought, yes.
Which means the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information. One of the major functions of that agency that people associate with it is when you do requests for information or, you know, what the U.S. calls FOIA or Freedom of Information Act request. Well, any kind of information access request that you make of the government usually goes through ANTAI. And they also keep tabs on how transparent the different parts of the government are, if they, you know, publish all the records of how they spend the money, what they spend the money on, how they, you know, do everything that they do, what they do with the documents they send and receive and so on. And that's kind of their main function. But one of the other things that they get to do is to educate people, consumers, companies, other government agencies, and anything in between on how they should both transparently and also at the same time discreetly manage people's information that has been entrusted to them. And this is something that we need a lot of education for. And there's some laws right now, like the Law 81 of Data Protection that was created in, I think, 2019, and then it was just formalized. The process is called reglamentación, where the actual rules for how that law will be implemented is finalized, and that was on May 28th, 2021, so it's been out for a year. And unfortunately, we need to learn a lot still, and people need to learn a lot still. There was something on the news the other day about this person who worked at a certain place where you get your driver's license, and that person was reaching out to somebody who had come in for a driver's test and asking them out. And that was really,
nobody's ever asked me out.
Yeah, well, they probably saw you driving and said, I'm not worth the risk. But the thing is, that person was doing something that was not only illegal, but unethical as well. They were taking this access to this information, this private information of this private individual, and using that information to take advantage of the situation. And that is something that a lot of companies, especially in the financial sector and the legal sector, are trying to train people in, but they need to do a better job, because people are probably just passing their, you know, tests or whatever just to get the job. They check the boxes and so on, but they're not actually living the ethics part of the whole thing. And this is not unprecedented. First of all, it's not unprecedented on this person, because it appears that this person has done this before, and some people have come out and said, yes, this person in this creepy way was taking advantage of the situation. But I've also heard from, for example, former administrator of the Authority for Government Innovation, that, you know, people put in their papers to for their jubilación or their retirement, and then just minutes later, they get a call from some financial institution saying, hey, you qualify for a loan now that you're retired. And so somebody out there is selling that information. You also get you also get emails from time to time, and usually from the same person, and, you know, they have his name and his last name, saying, I have access and I will sell you for like $75 or so the database of all the users in certain banks, in certain institutions, in certain private companies, public, you know, institutions, and so on, for cheap. And people are actually buying these lists and doing stuff with them. So what the law says, in a nutshell, is you have a right to not get your information taken from you without your consent. You have the right to make sure that that information is treated in a ethical way, responsible way. And you have the right to have that information corrected or eliminated if you so choose, and if it's not necessary, you know, for whatever it is. I mean, I can't go to the bank and say, I want you to forget about that mortgage I owe you. But once I pay
for
it...
You can say it, but...
Yeah. It's going to take at least another couple of years for them to forget about it. But especially if the interest rates go up more. But, yeah, there's steps that you can take. And when that doesn't happen, like, for example, when this person was accosted by this, other person, you can go to the Antay and place a complaint. I don't know if Antay has the resources, the manpower, to actually get all of this done. I certainly hope they do. They certainly deserve to be well-funded so that these things can be taken care of. And I hope that the public can make use of this on one side. And on the other, I hope that companies can be more responsible about how they gather the information, how they keep it,
sure,
and so on.
Sure.
For example, let's say I want to be subscribed to the Breakfast Show newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the system that you guys use for the newsletter is compliant with GDPR and a whole bunch of other, regulations that are even more broad than the ones in Panama. So I'm pretty, confident that the information is being managed ethically. That being said, if, for example, you export that list of subscribers, you have to, as, a responsible individual, know that it has to be stored in a place that's safe, preferably with a password or some other encryption means and so on, because once it leaves the system that it's on right now, then it's up to you. Right now, where it is, which is MailChimp, I guess.
I think it is, yeah.
Yep. They have a lot of procedures and tools and stuff in place. For example, if you want to log in, it will ask you for a second form of authentication and so on. And this is also that the information doesn't fall into the wrong hands. Also, if you send out a newsletter to somebody who didn't request it and they complain, you can get your newsletter shut down. So there's kind of a checks and balances going on there. But once that leaves their system, then it's up to you. And that happens with, for example, people right now. A lot of people are, creating their own online stores and selling stuff or their services and so on the Internet. They need to be aware that the law requires you to be responsible, not just in intention, but in action, on how you store other people's information.
What about the other way around? What about if we want access to information which we're entitled to, and they won't give it?
You need to talk to Antay.
Because yesterday the Tribunal Electoral officially started the 2024 election thing. We've done half of this one, but they're getting ready for the next one. And this was Heriberto Arruz from the Tribunal Electoral. It says, encouraging people to go and vote and to get involved. It's not just, as he says, of course, going to the polls periodically is not enough. Citizen participation in matters of public interest is essential, he said. In his speech, Arruz emphasized that it's not about endorsing a blank check to the rulers every 5 years, since citizens must supervise public management and demand accounts when things are not done well. Now, campaign promises of such management does not solve social needs and problems. Now, the thing is, we own the money which the government has because, they take it from us. And, of course, there's this instance where they give grants to various people. Like, is it Faro or something? They give grants anyway to these people.
Senasi, Faro.
And they're refusing, point blank, to give information about how much they've given and who they've given it to. And yet this is our money, so they don't account. So isn't that grounds for a complaint?
It is, and you can go to Antay for it.
But then it's ignored.
The what?
It's ignored. They just say, we're not giving it to you, basically. They say, oh, no, this is, you know, we can't give you information about that.
I don't believe it's ignored. I believe that, I mean, from what I've read so far, Antai does the job. The problem is Antai doesn't decide. They file the complaints and they follow up on the complaints, but it's usually up to the judicial branch to decide. Now, if that doesn't work, you can keep complaining and you can keep doing this. And it may come to some sort of a war of attrition, but you make it so that it's not worth their while to play with our money. That's what I believe. And what I agree with the functionary that you just quoted is that we cannot just wait every 5 years or
so.
We need to participate more actively, not only in the presidential elections, not only in the Congress elections or whatever, the Asamblea, but also in our local governments with our representante de corregimiento and with our mayors, no matter where you live in this country, because they need to, by law, publish what they spend the money on, what they do with the money, how they do it, who they do it with, and so on. So if they don't, you can actually file a complaint and they will be fined and they will be, you know, punished for not doing so. I mean, I remember myself when I was back in a couple of years ago when I was running the IT for the city of Panama. If I took more than 2 or 3 days to file a report on just one penny that I spent, I would get, you know, a call and say, hey, you have like a day or two, because we have about a week or two to publish this, and
and you
can get canned and you can get fined.
So
yeah, I usually did my reports even in advance sometimes, and just, you know, fill out whatever it is and send them out right away, because you know, some functionaries will have that ethic of, you need to get this done and you need to get this published and it has to be out there for people to, you know, have some form of accountability, you know, of what you're doing. But unfortunately, that's not always the case, and it should be. And we need, as citizens, to be more assertive of that and just make file the complaints.
I mean, is there, I mean, because with the technology we have now, we're seeing more and more, you know, linking now with information between the different government entities, and I think, you know, you've watched that or been involved with that in the past. And for instance, now, I mean, in the coming days, the DGI will shut down 22,500 companies that have not paid or whatever over the last 3 years or whatever. So there is this cross-fertilization now of information. But is there no sort of cross-fertilization of the information that they have to give to the public, that it's automatically fed in, that you see everything? When somebody's not posting information like you say, you can see it.
Unfortunately, no. And that would be a great idea. And unfortunately, even though there's a lot of cross-referencing between government information and different government agencies, there are still some glaring gaps in that. For example, Seguro Social. There's a lot of information in the Seguro Social that should be cross-referenced with other institutions and still hasn't. And I hope that changes, although I don't see it happening in my lifetime.
There was a piece yesterday in the news literally about the systems within the CSS, because they're not cross-fertilizing, if you like, within their own organization.
Yeah.
And I know Enrique Lau Cortez, who has put in the proposal, which has been passed, for about 22 point something million dollars, and it's for the technology to cross all the information within the CSS, because they're all over the place. And what he's sort of sudden done is come back and said, well, you know, look, I want to do this. I want to include, if you like, the external, the City of Health, which is coming on, the different ones around the country. And it's going to cost another $5.6 million dollars, which, you know, I think is very important. And then he's having problems with his board of directors. Oh, no, we don't, because we're going to have to go back and start again, and we don't want to do this. And, well, this could be phase two or whatever. I mean, they're even arguing amongst themselves.
Yeah, unfortunately, this whole situation of let not your right hand know what your left hand is doing has been going on for over 30 years.
Mm, mm.
I remember, I was there, Gandalf, 3,000 years ago, when you know, they tried to integrate all these systems, when they were making the moves from mainframes to, you know, modern computers, and still, the board didn't agree then, and it doesn't agree now. Unfortunately, some of the board members then are some of the board members now as well. So unless something drastically changes, Mr. Lau has no power there, unfortunately. Yeah. And that is probably costing the taxpayer and the shareholder of that whole CSS system enormous amounts of money that are going somewhere where it shouldn't. So I hope that
just
that
to me personally, it makes sense. We said, well, hang on, guys. Yes, we have approved this, but it's going to save us money in the long run because we're not going to have to do this again, and we want to incorporate the external, like, you know, say we've got the City of Health coming up. We've got all these things which are not in the, I want to integrate these into the system now. And they're saying, well, you know, we've got to go back and start again, and, you know, and then, but, you know, I don't know. I just find it very frustrating when somebody is trying to put things right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a part of that integration that means that, A, some discretional spending will not have to be discretional, but programmed. And people who run the discretion part of that don't like that. And B, it's going to be easier to access information on how things are being used or misused. So some people don't like that either. So unfortunately, transparency is not something that, you know, everyone likes. Unfortunately, everyone should, but there are people who don't like transparency, who like to work in the shadows. And we're being held hostage by them.
All right, well, we have to get you back in there and sorting out the systems again, Alex.
Yes. And he let out a sigh.
Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, thanks so much, Alex. It's been a very interesting morning. And thanks, always, as always, for your time. I know you're a busy man. And
we'll have to get back to work.
Okay. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show, boys and girls. And hopefully we'll be back with Alex next week.
DataServe presented Tech with Dr. Computer. The innovations of our technological world are here on The Breakfast Show. This tech world is also a paradise for hackers looking to steal your information. HP Wolf Security protects you. Switch to the world's most secure computers and printers. Visit DSPMA.com and get to know the HP Wolf Security technology.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Thank you.
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
He'd be trying to tell a story called Weight of the World, but he couldn't find out how the whole thing works. All he needed was a reason. Watched and waited, but no reason came. Kept on working on the weight of the world. It started getting better until it got worse. So he said goodbye. I'm away now, thanks and good night. Tonight, tonight we'll go diving. Tonight, tonight when we're alive, we'll try. I never figured on the weight of the world. Sometimes, sometimes I wanna go gliding. High enough not to care about sliding down. But never figured on the weight of the world. Started reading out the pages of the weight of the world. So he climbed and climbed to be sure he could be heard. When he opened up his heart, words blew away on a so hard. Tonight, tonight we'll go diving. Tonight, tonight while we're alive, we'll try. I never figured on the weight of the world. Sometimes, sometimes I wanna go gliding. High enough not to care about sliding down. But never figured on the weight of the world.
Comes from Deacon Blue, and I think it is lovely. Before that, another lovely one, True, from Spandau Ballet. Still to come, we're going to check in with Yasmin. I think we've got a couple of birthdays born on this day in music, so that is still to come. A couple of things, though, just to remind you, we are coming up for the weekend, and, well, you might want to start getting ready for, you know, having a good time, especially when you finish work. Don't forget Frank's. This is Frank's After Office from Tuesday to Friday from 4 to 7pm. 2-for-1 drinks. National beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. Follow them on Instagram. This is at Frank's Place, Panama. That's in Costa del Este. So don't forget, forget also the Frank's Late Night from Tuesday to Friday. 10pm to 12am. 2-for-1 pizzas, chicken wings and draft beers. All of them, told you, Instagram at Frank's Place, Panama. Now, the other thing to remember, of course, we were just talking tech with Dr. Computer, and we were talking about protecting your data and making sure that you don't get hacked. Well, cyber predators, they work from home like we do. Isn't it time for your security to do it as well? Protect yourself and your workplace with HP Wolf Security. Switch to the world's most secure computers. and printers. Visit www.dspma.com. www.dspma.com. And, well, get to know those securities from H.P. Wolf Technology. All right? And again, www.dspma.com. Make sure you protect yourself and don't have those nasty people hacking into your machines. Stone Temple Pilots. It's another one I like, so it's nice, sort of laid back. It's called Perdida. That one, yeah, that is Perdida, and that was from Stone Temple Pilots, and that was actually the name of the album as well. It received generally favorable reviews, according to a Metacritic. Paste described the album as the sound of a band stretching beyond its own self-imposed limits to challenge what a so-called acoustic album can be, commenting on its seamless blend of country, British and mariachi folk, orchestral pop and soft rock. And Spin, by the way, also summarised that this could be the start of a new career path for Stone Temple Pilots. Positive review of the album. All music critic Neil Zid Young described the album's music as weathered, weary and surprisingly beautiful, but does its best to find hope in the darkness. But Rolling Stone was less enthusiastic about the album, just giving it 2 out of 5 stars, and noted that unfortunately, by going acoustic, even with a wide palette of instruments like the keyboard, saxophone, and of course the flute, Stone Temple Pilots have made an album that's generic. Don't care. I don't care what you say. I like it. That's the important thing. All right, I tell you what, let's take a wander down the corridor. I haven't seen Nasmin yet this morning. She must be around here somewhere. Good morning, Nasmin.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine. Have you been listening to the program this morning?
Of course.
Shall I ask questions? No, I better not. So, how was yesterday?
It was good. Fine.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. I didn't feel very fit. Did you exercise or not?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did? Oh, you didn't do enough. Okay. Mm. right, so what have you got lined up for today? Today's Thursday already.
Yeah, nothing, just relax.
Oh, okay. Oh, you lead such a complicated life. So many places to go, and then we're not going, we just relax.
No, the gasoline is too expensive. So.
Yeah, I know. I saw diesel is coming down something like 29 cents or something, I think. Mm-hmm. And 95 and 91 octane, they're going up 10 cents again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, soon, I mean, it's like, you know, before you go and fill your car up, you've got to go to the bank and see if you can get a loan.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But, you know, I do sort of emphasize this. Please, there's just no point complaining to the government. It's not their fault.
Hmm.
All right? So, you know, do what you're saying. Use your car less and just go when you need to go somewhere. Go with Uber or whatever and or take a, you know, just an ordinary taxi. But, you know, please don't complain to the government and don't expect them to do something. This is a problem. This is a worldwide problem. And it started on the border of Ukraine and Russia, thanks to our friends over there in Russia. So please don't blame our government and don't keep asking them. They're trying to do their best by keeping the price of public transport down and the cost of freight down. As hard as it is, you shouldn't expect them to pay your fuel bill. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you agree, yes or not?
No.
No, I didn't think you were, yes. But why should they pay your fuel bill?
They have money, just so they don't want to share with anybody. So.
Well, they have money, which they sort of took. But, I mean, and, you know, the government spent a fortune on COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going to do this, too. Where do they think the money's coming from? Anyway, that's just my thoughts.
Yeah. These are rich countries, so, and they are not sharing.
Well, if we're so rich, why people don't have water?
Mm-hmm.
Why are kids not properly educated?
Because the government are not doing their job.
But they see, coming up for elections, that's what they say, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Vote with your feet.
Yeah.
Right, let's go on to something joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
Yeah, born this day in music. The first one was born in 1950. Shubby Tavares. From American R&B funk and soul group Tavares, who had the 1976 UK number 4 and US number 15 single, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel.
And we love it, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Heaven must be missing an angel from Tavares. Oh, classic disco, that one. Oh, You wouldn't remember those days, would you, yes?
Well, I remember that song.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Been around a bit.
And I was born in 1976.
Oh, there you are. You see, you were a disco. You came out dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like an angel.
What's your second one for today?
The second one was born in 1960, Tony Hadley.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
English pop singer-songwriter with Spandau Ballet. Who became one of the most successful groups to emerge during the New Romantic era and have produced a number of international hits during the 80s, including True, Gold, and Through the Barricades.
Mm, we just played True, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for another one.
Okay.
This one, well, quite soon, but Through the Barricades.
Same, feel all
There we are, Spandau Ballet, and Through the Barricades. So there we go. A couple of good ones again, yes?
Thank you. I guess that was the first time I listened to
it. It's a good one, but it's not quite as popular as the other ones, mm-hmm. you know, the sort of quite big hits. But that did well, Through the Barricades. So it reminds me of Les Miserables, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
Because of the barricades. Because about the French Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't anything to do with it. But I just digress, as I do. So that's it. You're off for the rest of the day. Miserable day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of strange day, isn't it? Sort of like cloudy and windy and chilly. It's a chilly breeze too.
But yesterday was beautiful, so I don't know.
Mm.
I want to try to wash my car today.
Oh, well, then it's bound to rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to do mine?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's too big.
Oh, yes. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And enjoy washing the car.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, as soon as you're finished, mm-hmm. it'll rain.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be back tomorrow. Friday tomorrow. We'll look forward to that, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've got mm-hmm. what, where, and when as well tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, that's it. And let me see, what's the time now? We're 16 minutes away from 10 o'clock, so we've got time for a few more tracks of music this morning. I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Like this one. Been haunted by a million screams. Land of Confusion.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We go with Daryl Hall and John Oates and Wait For Me, following on from Land of Confusion from Genesis. Just about sums up the world at the moment, doesn't it? Yes, indeedy. Land of Confusion. This takes us towards the end of this morning's program, Soul For Real and Every Little Thing.
Mama.
There we go. Yes, that's it. Bring us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. As I mentioned, a self-real, every little thing I do. Big thanks to go out this morning, Dr. Computer. Big thanks to Alex. It's always good to have him here on the breakfast show, talking about tech with us. Big thanks also to my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, where I went for tomorrow, don't forget. We're going to be doing that. And for today, born on this day in music and doing all our production work here in the studio, all our social media, etc., etc. Thanks also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney. Don't forget tomorrow, she's going to be doing our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. There we are, so leading into tomorrow. Big thanks also to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in United Kingdom. He got back okay. And to the boys and girls at Group of Grad, will keep us up and running. To you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. I'll be back with you at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And what do we say for then? All right, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the day today, do it carefully, even if you're washing your car. Why? Well, because I want to be talking to you tomorrow. Not talking about you from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.